We left off last time in the middle of discussing the application of Breira to non-food items, and we'll come back to that in a few moments. I just want to go back and flesh out a little bit more something that we had paid brief attention to last time as well. In our discussion as to whether Breira applies b'min echad or just b'shnei minim, the Tumas HaDeshen and the Ramah against the Taz, we had quoted what the Prima Gadol quotes in the Magen Mishnah on the Rambam at the beginning of Shvi'is HaSasor, the Rambam's understanding of Knivas Yarek and the Heter to engage in Knivas Yarek on Yom Kippur L'achar HaMincha Mishum Agvos Nefesh, as the Gemara has it, and the Rambam's understanding that Knivas Yarek means removing Olin L'Upashim from other leaves, and the Magen Mishnah understood that that's in Isser D'Rabbanan, that if it's something that's Roi L'achal Ayidei D'Chak, and that's not Bor D'Araisa, it still would be Bor D'Rabbanan. And therefore, in general, it's obviously usher, but on Yom Kippur, Samach Le, or Lachar Mincha Kitana, we're making on that Rabbanan. Okay. So, Lahalacha, that assumption of the Magen Mishnah, that if you have Ochel Hanachel Aydei Dechak, that is only Breira Rabbanan, that is Breira, but it's Breira Rabbanan. So that the Magen Avraham quotes Lahalacha in Sif Katan Gimel, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes that, assumes that lahalacha in Sifkatan Zayin, that if you have something that's not Chalayidei Tchak, that is Borer, but that's only Borer Derabanan, Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Zayin. Okay, Rabbi Karp suggests that Pshat in that Magen Avraham, or lahalacha that is Borer Derabanan, you could say it in two ways. He said, you could say, and he thinks it's not the pshat, you could have said, that if I have something that's not chalai day chak, if I have olim upashim in a head of lettuce, so the fact that it is, the fact that I treat that as a borer situation means that I treat it as two minim. As I would, min ha-Torah, it's considered to be min echad because ultimately everything is edible, but because it's only edible ayidei dechak, so there's certain quantitative or qualitative difference rather between the different types of leaves. So now I treat that as breira bebeis minim. Min haTorah should have been min echad. It should have been heter gamur because it's ein breira bemin echad. And midrabanan we treat it as beis minim. Or actually, I'll say like this: that I would, that if I have olim mufashim and in regular olim, that I would have treated that. I would have treated that as beis minim. No, that doesn't. Let's leave that. I'm not. It's not exactly what I thought. How I thought I understood it. Okay, forget that. But the bottom line. But we assume this way. Lalacha that is a case of Bar Rabbanan. If you are Borer, something that's nafal Ayidei HaDechak. Then, we had references earlier, but the Magen Avraham at the end of Simon Shin Kaf Aleph, Magen Avraham writes at the very end of Shin Kaf Aleph, Sifkatan Lamed, where the Ramah talks about peeling fruit, that where the Ramah says that you're not allowed to peel garlic and onions, Magen Avraham adds, Af tapuchim aser liklo fulaniach. You can't peel apples either if it's not la'altar. Says the Prima Gadim, Tarachia. The klipa satapuchim rova olam ofen oso kapelo adrak. Most people eat apple peels. The afladiach geish lomer deshari. And if most people eat apple peels, so that should be ochel and ochel. Maybe that should be min echad. And it shouldn't be boer. That's the Mishavura quote from the Shaarei Tzion at the end of Shin Kaf Aleph. Sifkatan Tzadiches. Mishavura quotes this Magen Avraham, and he quotes from the Shaarei Tzion, the Prima Gadim, Tzadi Zayin rather. Tzarech Ian, the Kliba Satapuchim Rova Olam Ochel Moso Kach Velo Tchak, in Kain Af Leniach Yichalom Deshari. So that shouldn't be Boer at all, and therefore should be Mutter, excuse me, even if it's not La'alter. Says Rav Moshe, Tshuva Rabbi Eider, Tshuva Ches. Rabbi Eider asks him, Liklof tapuchim, peeling apples, machlagis magen varm pi megadim. Ulich oras svaris api megadim nechona. The kevin da klipa ruuya l'ro b'nei adam. Lav shem psoles alayu. That if most people would eat apple peels, that's not considered psoles. If it's not considered psoles, why would you be machmir? Why is the Magen Avraham machmir? So asked Rabbi Eider. Says Rav Moshe, Prima Gadim rak machshav l'chol l'dina. Prima Gadim is asking a kasha of Magen Avraham, but he's not arguing with Dina. Rav Moshe thinks that l'halacha, the Prima Gadim would agree, he has a kasha, but l'halacha would agree, he has to be machmir, that even if the case is that most people eat apple peel, that's still considered breira, that's still considered shnei minim, solus mitoch ocha. The chayim pasuk mishabura shin kafalas peidah would like the Magen Avraham. Sheinam butter el alechol la'alter. Rak b'sharei tzion, maybe she prima gadim hikshel zeh. Says Rav Moshe, the etzem lo kasha. Prima gadim's kasha is not a kasha. The kevin de'eno rotz alechol la'klipim. So even if it's true that 95% of civilization eats apples with peels on them, but you don't want to do that. You came into Eina Rosa Lechol HaKlipim, Ela Mashlicham, you're throwing them out. Kipsoles. Lecha Malabim Asheruyin Lachila. What difference does it make that it's objectively edible? Came into Oso Sam Kipsoles. You're making them into Psoles. V'lochein Shapir Oso Magad Avraham, Kishaino Lechol HaTapuchim Tekef. The Magad Avraham says, no, it's only if it's Niyadlapa or Yashabinian Acher, that you can peel it right away, right before you eat it. But short of that, it's really Psoles and it should be Usser if it's not La'alter. It doesn't make a difference what everyone else does. We only care about what you do. But then, Rav Moshe, the next line, this is what we quoted last time, is asked about chicken skin. Are you allowed to take off the chicken skin, not la'alter? Says Rav Moshe, ha'or shala'ov sheroi la'chila hudaver echad mamish and basar. The skin is one unit with the chicken. There's no difference if you take a piece of meat and cut it in half. That's no different than removing the skin from the chicken. So I don't understand. An apple, if Rova Olam eats apple peels, Rav Moshe says, but the fact that you don't want the peel makes up so less. But skin on chicken, even if most people eat the chicken skin, that's considered Dover Echad Mamish, and that is not a Boer problem. I'm not sure how the two of those fit.
I mean, it seems to me, for whatever reason, thought chicken is defined as one entity as opposed to apple. It doesn't mean, I don't see like why that's true.
If anything, I would say the other direction, right?
So.
I mean, an apple peel is much more firmly connected to the apple. Ah, speaking of.
Pear.
I'm sorry?
Asian pear.
Same principle. Then the skin is to the chicken. So I don't lo hivanti that distinction. So Rav Moshe thinks that there's no machlokas, even the prima gadra reviews have to be machmer. Ikle Tal didn't think that way. Ikle Tal in Sivvav, Sivkat, and Sivkat in Yudais understood that the Prima Gadim is cholik on the Magen Ephraim. And therefore, according to the Prima Gadim, if it's not a Borer situation, it's essentially Nin Echad, it's all edible, so then you could be Borer, you could peel it even not L'alter, and even Bekli. Because there's no Brayer involved at all. And the Igle Tal brings a Raya from squeezing grapes. So you're allowed to squeeze a grape into a kadeira because that's considered ochel etoch ochel. So why aren't we concerned? You're going to squeeze everything out of the grape and you're left with the peel. So what do you mean ochel etoch ochel? Isn't that ochel etoch psoles? You're removing all the ochel and you're left with the psoles. Ella what? Even in that case, it sounds like since al harov, if you eat a grape, you eat the peel together with the grape. So even if in this particular situation you're squeezing out all the liquid and you're just left with what in this situation should have been defined as soles, we don't call that soles. That's not breira, because fundamentally it's all min echad, it's all one unit of edible food. So the Igle Tal thinks the Prima Gadim does mean to be cholek, and we should assume la lacha like the Prima Gadim. Yeah.
So does the Magen Avraham hold that he basically thinks that apples, like peels, the peel and the flesh of the apple are two minim? Is that what he's holding on, or is holding on like a subtler halachic?
Unless he finds a subtler halachic, then presumably he's assuming that at least for the person who doesn't want the peel, that's considered tzolus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's considered essentially Shnei Minim.
Right. So then it just comes out that Rav Moshe is answering the Prima Gadim's Kasha with basically explicitly what Magen Avraham Pshita was.
But he's saying that even correct. He's saying that even the Prima right. He's saying the Prima Gadim only meant to ask the Kasha, and the answer is that.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's just not a clear answer. He's just saying like Magen Avraham meant what he said, and Prima Gadim agrees.
Yeah. Okay. Ilan.
Yeah, if I understood the Igle Tal correctly, Igle Tal is saying that by Spitas and Oven, the fact that you're left with the peel means that it was psoas mitoch ochel, and therefore it should be a problem, but from the fact that it's not, we must be treating all of them in effort, or did I miss something there? Meaning, why is he assuming that that case is psoas mitoch ochel, and therefore it should be a problem, and so from the fact that it's not a problem, you see what I'm saying about Minachad? Maybe that's just not defined as solas mitov ochel, but rather like let's say ochel mitov solas, so it's still mustard. Or no, does that not make sense?
So I think the way he says it is that the whole basis of the heter of l'tocha kideira is that it's ochel differs. It's ochel from ochel. If it wasn't ochel from ochel, If it wasn't also from Ochal, so then you have a Borer situation, even if it's also from Solas, but that's Borer. That's still subject to the rules and regulations of Borer. Even Ochal with Solas has to be Laal, even Ochal with Solas has to be Biyad.
Got it. So for the way you're using the Rai, it doesn't matter if it's Solas become Ochal or Ochal become Solas.
Correct.
Saying
it's that you have Ochal. Distinct Ochal and Solas. Correct. So Rabbi Karp assumes, Sif Yud Aleph, that we should accept the Prima Gadim Lahalacha, that in any situation in which something is eaten Ayidei Rov Bnei Adam, and he assumes that chicken skin should be the same as apples in this regard, then that's not considered a borer issue. Even if you yourself aren't interested in eating the skin or aren't interested in eating the peel, because we follow Rav Bnei Adam, and we define that as a min echad without a borer situation. And he says, since anyway, if something's nafal ayidei dechak, this is even better than nafal ayidei dechak, because here most people would eat it the lechatila. But since anyway, even something nachal ayidei dechak is only an issur derabanan to begin with, so here, where it's even better than nachal ayidei dechak, it's objectively ochel for most people, but you just, even if you yourself don't want to eat it, so then you have license to be making like the Prima Gadim and assume that there's no borer situation, and therefore it would be mutter even shalala out there, and theoretically mutter even the kli. He raises the question. He raises the question about cucumbers. So in the text, he assumes that cucumbers should be part of this category as well, that most people eat cucumber peels. Then he says he's not sure nowadays exactly what the story is. The Orach HaShabbos thinks that cucumber peels should be usur because most people do not eat cucumber peels. But how many people here eat cucumber peels? It's not a very representative sample. So you squeak by with a majority.
It depends on the type of cucumber. It's the real thing. It probably is everything like wherever they were, you know.
The mini cucumbers,
yeah. Yeah,
which is what we always have.
Yeah, exactly. Which are those?
Yeah.
Kirby's?
Kirby's are the ones you make pickles out of.
Persian cucumbers?
Yeah, Persian cucumbers.
Yeah, Persian. In English, you peel.
In English?
English cucumbers, you peel. Persian.
Yeah.
And Kirby's, you eat the peel, but they're normally made these pickles.
But I don't think you don't have to peel the American English cucumbers.
English ones?
You don't have to.
A lot of people do that.
Many people do, so I mean, they can get to roll.
Even when I do, I don't like do a particularly good job if I'm the one cutting them.
Even if you peel them or you don't peel them?
No, like, if I'm the one cutting, like, the American cucumbers,
right.
I won't necessarily do a good job, like, really getting it all off.
The laws, the nekra, stripey peeled. That's what they call them, like, chefs, where you have, like, where they show that they have the peel, but there's, like, the corners left on, they call it stripey peeling.
Yeah,
for you,
good. So it is. So, I don't know what the robe is, or if you go with both the Orach HaShabbos.
For people in this class, it's my turn.
Both the Orach HaShabbos and Rabbi Karp are Eretz Yisrael Diksarim. So I don't know if things are different in America than Eretz Yisrael.
But they're disagreeing, no?
Yes, they're both talking about Eretz Yisrael. So maybe in America it's clear one way or the other. I never eat cucumber peels. So I guess that makes it a tie. So, I don't know, but if you're making on cucumber peels, if you assume that that fits into the category of apple peels and with Arav Moshe chicken skin, so then that's another reason to not be worried about peelers. As we had mentioned previously, that most of the contemporary posts can assume that peelers are a kli and therefore usur, with the exception of Rav Moshe, who's quoted reliably as saying that peelers are an extension of a knife, extension of her hand. But if most people would only, I imagine the most common potential use of a peeler on Shabbos is for cucumber. Or is there anything else people would use a peeler for on Shabbos? You're not going to peel potatoes on Shabbos.
That's true.
Carrots.
Carrots.
You're not going to peel carrots on Shabbos.
Carrots. Make shredded carrots. Maybe that's a move.
Carrots, no, you don't need.
How many people eat raw carrots?
I love raw carrots.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't see, people use a peeler in general as like a way to make, shredded things.
So that could be a token issue. We'll talk about that.
It's julienne. It's julienne carrots.
But I would imagine that the most common potential Shabbos application of cucumber is, of a peeler is for cucumber.
Or apples.
So
I actually peel apples.
With a peeler?
I like to peel apples, yeah.
Okay, I think that's definitely Baba Daito is a local item, and that I think we would all agree, most people eat apples with the peel on them, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually asked Rav Schechter about the peeler thing at Sarnia.
Yeah.
And he definitely thought it was a cleat,
mm-hmm.
but he thought, it was hard to tell exactly where he was falling out, but he was into the fact that since it always peels off the layer of, like, the layer of tower.
There's a little bit of alcohol with it,
yeah,
also.
So he seemed to give credence to that. That wasn't exactly clear where he fell down.
Right. Now that's another, in practice, that's another justification for using a peeler. But if, at least as far as cucumbers, so even if in general your orientation would be to be mathematical around peelers, but given that there's a very reasonable argument that peeling a cucumber peel may not be a borrowed situation to begin with, then lechara, there's more reason to be able to use a peeler for a cucumber, putting that all together. And mm-hmm. your point is correct as well, that if you will get to ochel im hapsola shortly, that could potentially avoid boru as well. Yeah,
yeah. Not to get too distracted, but has everybody seen the apple corers?
Yeah, we have one at home.
Do you have the one that slices it, or just the one that goes down the middle?
The one that you put the apple down, and then you put it over the apple, and then it makes it into eight sections or whatever?
Yeah. And there's also some that don't slice it, they more just do what's in the center.
That's not boring, I think it's just cutting it into slices.
Right, so the cutting one is probably better, but the,
right,
let's say the coring one,
so
great, you cut it, then you're just pulling out the inside.
The coring one, but that probably cuts part of the apple also, doesn't just.
It gets a little bit, yeah. But
probably well,
also, it's hard to get it perfectly accurate, so you're going to get some pit on the outside.
So nearly always going to get ochel.
I would think so. Again, whether that works, we'll get to soon. But the most possible tool that does work, that would solve that problem.
Schechter said that his wife does use peelers in his house, but she didn't get them from him.
During the week, also
on Shabbos.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if my wife uses peelers, but it doesn't have anything to do with me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So back to where we left off last time. We were discussing the taz that boer applies to non-food items as well, and therefore, as the Mishabur assumes, should be relevant to kalim, should be relevant to books, should be relevant to clothing, relevant to cutlery. But there is a dissenting position. Or Sameach, Peret Ches Halacha Yud Aleph. Says the Rav Sameach. And again, we're working on defining tarobes. He says, "B'davar she'eino balol lo shayach boer." If you don't have a mixture, if things aren't mixed together, then lo shayach boer. And he says, "That's John the Yerushalmi." When the Yishalmi says, Rimonim, you go Rimonim, that if you sum like Chiskia, that there is Breira, even Be'ochel mitoch Ochel, so it should be Breira in Rimonim toch Rimonim. And then the Yishalmi asks, if that's true, then there should be Breira by people also, if you read that as a question, right? And then that's a rejection of Rimonim mitoch Rimonim. So says the Or Sameach, why is that true? Why is Rimonim Litoch Rimonim Lamazkanis Rishalmi not Boer? So not because it's Min Echad per se, but because there's no Tyrovis. Because we're working within Chizkiya. Chizkiya says there is Breira even Ochel Mitoch Ochel, which could mean Oso Min. So even though that's true, there's no breira if it's not bubble, if it's not mamish mixed together. Ulefizeh, says your sameach, boer kli mitoch kli, if you're taking one kli out of another kli, da'atu mishtamish kishen glulim, you never use kalim when they're mixed together. Halo b'chol ka'ara mishtamish v'fnei atmo, lo shayach b'hu breira. So, every utensil, every kli, has its own identity. Kalim generally are not mixed together in a real amorphous mixture, and therefore it's lo shayach breira. I the Taz. Taz says, as we saw, that breira doesn't only apply to food, it applies to other things as well. And the Taz brought the raya from Rashi of Filsa, that among the list of seven chatos that you're chayef for making a chavis on Shabbos, one of them is the borer, the clumps, the tzroros. So the Rosh Hashanah says, when the Taz says Kalim, it doesn't really mean Kalim. It doesn't mean Kalim, it doesn't mean Begadim. It's a little bit Lavdafka, because Bower is not Shayach in things that aren't typically mixed together with Taruvah's Mamish. And since Kalim are not typically mixed together with Taruvah's Mamish, and Begadim are typically not mixed together with Taruvah's Mamish, then there's no Breira that's Shayach. So says your Sameach.
I don't see how he answered. I mean, I don't understand how he dealt with Rashi.
So Rashi talked about a clump of dirt. Yeah, there is Breira. But there's no, right? The Taz brings a raya from Rashi that Breira doesn't only apply to food. Mm-hmm. So Sameach says true, but it doesn't mean it applies to everything under the sun. So it doesn't apply to Kalim, it doesn't apply to Begadim. There are other things in the world that are not food and not Kalim and Begadim. So a clump of dirt, it would apply to. Rav Schefter quotes, this is printed in Divrei HaRav, and he quotes that Rabbi Rafin from the Lower East Side once asked the Rav about being Borer Sfarim on Shabbos, which the Bishop Brewer assumes is a problem in a Borer situation. We discussed last time, Rav Moshe says that if the Sfarim are on the shelf, or assume if the Sfarim are on the shelf and they have their own titles that are accessible, that's not Borer. If there are no titles, that could be bar. If it's dark, machlokas or motion, the ayel v'shulash, b'shem the b'nei bracket. So was Rabbi Rafin asked the Rav about boer v'sfarim, and the Rav responded, I'm sure it's better in Yiddish, but he responded that if you're worried about boer v'sfarim on Shabbos, no one would ever learn on Shabbos. So Rav Schefter thought that what he meant is the Or Sameach. It was just a pithy way of expressing this idea of the Or Sameach, that since Sfarim are not typically the Tarovis Mamish, even if they may be in a pile, but they have their own distinct identity, then that's something that are Bolol, therefore it's not Shayach of Breira. Rabbi Karp quotes, he says that this is printed in the Orcha Surveinu, the Menhag of the site, but I couldn't find it inside, but it wasn't on the page that I think he referenced. But he says that the Orcha Surveinu says that the Stipler thought that there's no Breira in cutlery because each unit, each kli, has its own identity. And that was the minhag of the Stipler's sister, the Chasen Ishes Rebbetzin, not to be concerned about Breira in cutlery on Shabbos. And he quotes that as well from Chaim Kanievsky in the name of the Chasen Ish. And the Orcha Shabbos, he quotes a story that Rav Shmuel Orbach told them that someone had related that they were in a shir of the Chazon Ish, and someone had quoted that Rav Shlomo Zalman had said in the shir that there is Breira B'Sfarim. It wasn't clear from the way the story is quoted what seer of Breira B'Sfarim Rav Shlomo Zalman was referring to. And the Chazon Ish said, go tell Rav Shlomo Zalman that I don't think that's correct. Or something like that. However, the Ayel Meshulash quotes from Nissen Karelitz that the Chazon Ish, if he took Sfarim out and left it on his table, then he wouldn't put them back on the shelf on Shabbos. But he quotes that not because of Boer, but because he's worried about Me'amir. Even though according to many, a ma'amir el bidula karka. I'm sorry?
Does the
Gemara say that? A ma'amir el bidula karka?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not lahalacha. We might be ma'amir beyond bidula karka ma'amir, which, and the highly unlikely chance that we have time when we get to the end of the halacha, so we have time to go back to the beginning ones, maybe we'll talk about. So, lemaisa, there are ma'amir man. Non-bidulei karka applications of ma'amir also, presumably only Dura Bhavan. But so that's a little bit unclear why that would be Ma'amir. So the Ayin Lashul says he's not sure why the Chazon Ish wasn't worried about Borer. So he says maybe he wasn't worried about Borer because you could read every sefer a little bit before you put it on the shelf. But based on these other citations of Shem Chazon Ish, it sounds like the Chazon Ish didn't hold that there's Borer Bisharim at all. Okay. There's a fascinating tshuva of the Marashag. Tshuva's Marashag, Chelek Aleph, Siman Lamed Zayin, from the Hungarian Gedolim of the turn of the last century. So, the Shvir Shabbos is mitzayin this in a footnote. The Marashag is talking about a fascinating shayla. So this has to do with the age-old question of how does a gabbai keep track of what people nishanadar on Shabbos so that they can bill them after Shabbos. So Rav Avadya in the Tshuva writes that in Egypt, when he got to Egypt, he saw that they hired a non-Jew, and there was a non-Jew sitting in a room adjacent to the shul who would write down all the pledges so that they could collect them after Shabbos. So Rav Avadya was not such a fan of that, but he discusses that in the context of Amir Lenochri, the Malkam Mitzvah, whether you can rely on the Bala Iter that even on the Daraisa, you can be made on Amir Lenochri and Malkam Mitzvah. And Rav Avadya, that there are many things that Rav Avadya protested vehemently in his years in Egypt, not all of which didn't work out so well, but that was not one of the ones that he protested too vehemently, because he thought at least there's what to rely on is a limud zchus. But what was going on in Hungary, at least the way it's presented here in Tshuva's Marashag, Chelek Aleph, Siman Lamed Zayin, is that the gabbai would have cards, and the card would have numbers on it. So there'd be a card for 10, a card for chai, a card for double chai, and every member of the shul had a little, I don't know if it was a box or a plate or something. So whoever got an aliyah, they would take a card from the pile of the chai cards or the double chai cards or the 10th cards and put it on the plate corresponding to that member so that they could bill them after Shabbos. So someone raised the question, if you have number of cards mixed together of different denominations, is that a problem of boer on Shabbos? So the Marashag, Derech Agav, raises the question, why are we so convinced that there's Boer Shelo B'Gidulei Karka? That in all the other Sidur D'Pas Malachos, or at least most of the other Sidur D'Pas Malachos, we assume on some level they only play the Gidulei Karka. Ein Gisha B'Gidulei Karka, not focus. According to some, Ein Tchinel B'Gidulei Karka, could be Ein Zara B'Gidulei Karka, Ein Ma'amer B'Gidulei Karka. So there's a certain trend here. Why didn't we assume that Ein Boer B'Gidulei Karka as well? It says, I asked me from Chavisa, right? The case of fashioning the Chavisa on Shabbos, where Rashi says one of the seven malachos is Boer. That's not G'dulei Karka. So he says, well, maybe sometimes chayiv doesn't mean literally. So, okay. So he's not sure about the answer to that.
It doesn't make, the Gemara doesn't mean ochlan. It doesn't say Gidulei Karka. It says ochlan.
The Gemara says, that's correct. The Gemara, nowhere does the Gemara say Gidulei Karka. That is correct. And he says, Dagim, right? That's the example of Shulchan Aruch. He's not saying in practice Ein Boer El Gidulei Karka. He's asking the question, why should that be so conceptually? But I was looking after Mincha at Rav Avadya's Chazon Avadya, and he has like 6 or 8 columns on this question. I didn't have a chance to see everything he quoted yet. But so apparently the Marashag is not the only person to have raised the question. It speaks to broadly, which is something I think Brian had raised earlier in some context, what is he? Is he doing the past simply a mnemonic, simply a convenient way of remembering things, or is there some kind of a halakhic significance to how you categorize malachas? So I was listening a few weeks ago to a shiur from Rav Asher in the car, and he raised that question also and didn't answer it. And then I was listening earlier this week to a shiur from Rav Schechter in the car, who also raised the question, and he said, there are not convenient, he didn't say what they were. So we should look and see if anyone actually addresses it in a substantive way. But this, you know, this speaks to that, whether why would you assume or should you assume, just because other malachas in Sidur of the past have a certain characterization, that that should apply to the balance of malachas as well. But he just raises that as an interesting parenthetical, literally in brackets. But then he goes back to the issue at hand. What about these little cards that have the denominations, the pledges? Is there a problem with bar? So he says, lo mi bari, if you're only removing the one that you need right now, so that's considered to be la'alter. But he says, fundamentally, nirep, demulefes borer, lo shayef ela bimidi, de la'achar sheyivror, ena derech la'achsor, u la'arif hadvarim, kama b'chol psoles hanivra min ha'ochel, Breira is only relevant where the nature of things is that you remove the psoles and you're never putting the psoles back in with the ochel. It says that was breira b'mishnah. But if you're removing something and then you're going to mix it together again later, so you're removing the chai card from the double chai card, and after you tally the pledges, you're going to put all the cards back together where they started, that's not boger. Rial is that. How do we know that's true? The lo shaman in the olam shemishi yesh lo svarim shokama minim vehemu nachim biyafed ba'argaz sagur kenohug shianema shemishi tzarek b'shabas eze sefer meyosin svarim, that there should be a problem with bower. That no one ever claimed that if you have svarim in a bookcase or in a closet, that that should be a bower issue to remove a sefer. Must be because lo shayet reira, unless the derech is to remove it and never put it back where you started. He says, same thing, lo shaman le olam, sheyev in a kif kas eza begim me abigadim, okos me akosos grove de isr boer, alavadi shilatam anal. No one ever claimed, no one ever suggested that there's boer bibigadim, or there's boer bikosos. Anyway, it's a good. Anapdu lo shamadu mi avaseinu v'ravaseinu shayum mazhirim al zeh v'gam lo re'inu afilu meham atzmam shayum nisarim bazeh. The Rabbanim never told people to be careful about greater v'svarim kelim begadim, and they were never mocked with themselves. It must be for this reason. So Rav Asher pointed out, when the Marashag is talking about Rabbi Seinu, the Marashag was the Talmud of the Maram Sheik, Maram Sheik was the Talmud of the Chazon Sofer. So if the Chazon Sofer would have been machmir on Be'er B'sarim, the Marashag would have heard about it. So if he writes that the Lo Shemanu Neolam Ne'ad L'Seinu Rabbi Seinu, that there are nizer about these things, that's a reliable representation that in Hungary, even the Gedolim were not concerned about Be'er B'sarim. Now, it doesn't mean that his hezber is the correct answer. You could say like Yor Sameach. You could say otherwise. But that's his edus that in Hungary the Rabbanim were concerned about Reira this far. Yeah.
And there's just like, in terms of like the classic Hakira about like Tikkun Ochel versus Hafadus Psoles, is like the
right.
Strongest ever like Tikkun Ochel Mahalif, that if you put it back later, it's completely not Boer. It's like such a strong Tikkun Ochel Tzad, like it's very extreme.
Well, you can say the same thing even if you're working with Hafrada.
Yeah, it feels like lines up in Hafrada, like you might sound Hafrada, you might sound Hafrada.
Okay, well, Hafrada also has rules and regulations, maybe. But so that's the Rosh Hashanah Zalman is Mitzayin, not Rosh Hashanah Zalman, Rabbi Neuberg is Mitzayin this in the Shemir Shabbos Lachasa. And he says that, he quotes the Marashag, he doesn't think that Rayosa Mukhrafin, he doesn't really have. His rayas are the lo re'ida rayas, meaning he suggests this must be the svara, and then that explains why no one is not good about this. So I assume that's what Milagri means, that is rayas on our sadly rayas makrokos, but the Marashag also fits into the scam that we shouldn't be concerned about Breira, Begadim, Bisfarim, Bikosas. Rav Asher has a tshuva printed in the back of Minchas Asher on Shabbos, a letter Vav, about playing Rummy Cube on Shabbos. So he writes that this is la'alacha v'la'alamaisa, and it's not an endorsement of playing Rummy Cube on Shabbos, but he's only addressing the Borer element involved. So he writes that if you want to separate the tiles, is that the right word? The tiles that you're not using now from the tiles you are using now, and on your board you have, you're trying to make a row, and then you're separating the tiles that you're not using right now. So he thinks that that's not a Borer problem, either because fundamentally it's all Minefa. I mean, all the tiles are the same, they just have different numbers on them, or like the Marashag, that these are things that the derech is to put back where they came from, and according to the Barshav's definition, that wouldn't be a problem of Boger. The Aruch HaShulchan tries to find some kind of middle ground.
Okay, just one more.
Yeah.
According to his story, you could set up the table like 4 hours and even before you go to shul.
Correct, yeah. It sounds like according to the Chazon Ish too. It sounds like that's what Mrs. Chazanish, Rebbe Sin Chazanish did. So the Aruch HaShulchan Shinya test beginning in Sif Zayin quotes the Taz that there is Grey Rebbe Kalin, and then he says in Sif Ches, that there are many situations that come up on a daily basis, every Shabbos, that you have silverware, and you need to take out silverware that you need right now, or you have clothing hanging in the closet, and you need two pieces of clothing and not the other ones, and everything else you leave hanging, or you have svarim that are mixed together in a pile, and you want to remove a sefer from the pile. So if you're really going to be concerned about Rei Rebbe Kalim, then lo matzanu yadeinu v'raglinu b'harbei inyanim, there are a lot of complications that need to be dealt with, and you can't avoid borer in anywhere you turn. Then he writes in Sittes, tshuvas davar zeh mishnei panim. So there are two ways of addressing this challenge. Ha'echa debedavar nikar harbei la'ayin le'ena roe lo shayek lomer b'zeh breira shein zeh breira elen etilo v'alma. So if you have, this is along the lines of Yor Sameach, but a little bit more toned down. Yor Sameach says it in a wholesale way. The Aruch HaShulchan says it in a more limited way. But if something is very recognizable as distinct, then that's not Breira, that's only Netila. We call Elu Advarim Shechashavnu Hem Nirin La'ayin, they're recognizable. Kumo, the God of the Kelim Isfarim, Kamuvan. So if that's your standard, do they seem to be distinct? Well, if you have Te'ein of Anovim, those also seem to be distinct. So what's the difference between Kalim and Svarim and Te'ein of Anovim, which are two meter where clearly is Shayach Borer? Then okay. Demitoch Kanusan Viribuyan Svichim Livor Zemizet. That Te'ein of Anovim are relatively small, and therefore if you're going to separate one from the other, it's Tan Breira. Vashenkin, Begadim, Kalim, Svarim, those are larger. Okay, so that's a little bit hard to draw the line. The Or Sameach just says basically anything that's not Bolol across the board is not Shayach to Breira. And the Aruch HaShulchan kind of limits it to if the size is significant enough that they're viewed as distinct. Vashenkin, Shrei Yisvarim, Vishas, Hachilo, Yachol, Litol, Okam, Mitoch, Psoles, So just as we know that there's a heter of derech achila and shas achila, the nailed the b'chol advarim shavu tzrichem keis lilba shavagadim l'shamish v'keilim v'lilma v'sfarim havik shas achila v'lo shayet b'zeh breira. He says, anyway, in most situations, even if you don't accept the argument that if it's nikar b'mkomo or if it's near l'ayim, there's no breira, but in most situations where you need keilim or begadim or sfarim, you need them for immediate use, and that's kishas achila v'lo shayach breira. Now, that only helps if it is for immediate use. And most of the discussion is if it's not l'alter, can you set the table not l'alter, can you remove a sefer from a pile, not l'alter. So, again, most poskim assume, even though we have presented a substantial minority of poskim who are at least skeptical about the application of breira to kalim, most poskim assume that there is breira b'kalim, and therefore, in your classic setting the table silver situation, if there's a bo'rer issue, that could only be done l'alter. With svarim, so, as we discussed, if a sefer is on a shelf in most situations, to remove it is not a problem at all, where you can remove it even for later use. The more relevant question would be if you have a haphazard pile of sfarim on the table, and then you want to remove something from that pile, not for immediate use. So if you are concerned about lower sfarim, that could be relevant over there. I think I was just reading Rav Avadya's Yartzei was a few weeks ago, so in one of the articles they said that is, at least in the, before he lived in Har Nof, when he didn't have his, in the years he had a very small apartment, so during the week the dining table was full of sfarim, and every Erev Shabbos they cleaned it up before Shabbos so they could use the table. But if you have sfarim on your table on Shabbos, so that, potentially, if you're concerned about Bo'er B'Svarim, is a situation where it's most relevant. I thought I saw it in Alicha Shlomo, and then I couldn't find it now, and I couldn't find it, but I'm pretty sure that I saw in Alicha Shlomo, B'Shem Rishlomo Zalman, that even if you have a pile of Svarim, if you're going to remove them in order and then put them away in order to clean up, but if you're not taking one from the middle and leaving everything else, but you're cleaning up the whole table and putting everything back where it belongs, just derech cleaning up, then that wouldn't be a problem of boer. Because you're just taking one at a time and putting it away, you're not selecting one for the other. I'm pretty sure I saw that in the Lichus Shlomo, but I was looking before, I couldn't find it, so if you see where it is, please let me know, and if I'm mistaken, you let me know as well. Okay. So we had noted last time that the Ayla Shulash outlines three categories of taroves. Classic taroves where things are mamish mixed together. Taroves of a pile, which we discussed with the Mishnah Berurah Kula, that if you're just trying to access something in the middle, you can remove it on the top of it, and that's not a problem with Boer. And then the other category is taroves b'malko maga, that if you have things that have a point of common contact, but they're not mamish mixed together. So the Magen Avraham, the end of Sifkat and Tesvav, is mistopic about the status of Tarovus Mokamaga. Let's say you have fat that's on the top of soup or something, or fat that floats to the top of a liquid. And the Magen Avraham is no Tilahachmir, that is a Borer situation. The Ayil Meshul says maybe the reason you do no Tilahachmir is, why should that be different than peeling fruit? As peeling fruit, the starting point is that there is a boer problem subject to the details in the under sin and shin kaf aleph. But if you leave aside the yad lepeh and the yeshiva and after, fundamentally, if it's an inedible peel, that would be a problem of boer. So why should taros makamaga be any different than klipas peros? The Bar Hetiv in Sifkat and Beis quotes a maritatz. No, the Berhetev. Berlachim quotes it too in Sifdalit, but the Berhetev came first. So if you look at the Berhetev in Sifkatan Beis, in the middle, He says, Maritas Chan Hitir Lahasir Hatsira Mina Kos Bishabis, that he's Matir removing a hornet from a cup on Shabbos. Mitam Acher De Ein Breira Belach, that there's no problem with Borer in liquids. If you have a solid in a liquid, there's no breira. The gam is hatsira yishalach, the lo shayach breira, elamash yitzarach lefash vesh v'livor. Aval davar shitzach lamala, kfar varahu, v'havalei kamashlo binisa michalba de ein zabor. So first he quotes that ein breira belach, and then he says, if it's floating on the top, so it's already barur. Sounds like that's not a tyrobes, and therefore it's not shaya breira. So Rabbi Willard points out, and I think Rabbi Sora Bekar points this out, that if you look in the in Maritatz in the original, Maritatz is in Simon Reish Gemel, a lengthy tshuva. The Maritas doesn't have the second point about Saf. The Maritas just has that there's Ein Breira, there's Ein Breira Belach. But the Taz has a different take on this seer. Look at the Taz, Sif Katan Yud Gimel. In Tavkavav, the Rivi Yesh Isser Kishin Noflim Zvubim Lakos, Shelo Yotzi Azvubim Levadim Lakos. If flies fall into a cup, you cannot remove the flies alone. Double A Kabor, Ipsolas. If you remove a fly from the soup, a fly from the cup, that's being Bor Ipsolas. What do you do? Ala Yikach Minamashke Ptasi Mahem. You have to remove some of the liquid together with the flies. If you just remove the fly, that's boer psoles mitoch ochel. If you remove some of the liquid, so then you're removing ochel together with the psoles, and that is mutter. And this is quoted lahalacha by the Mishnah Brura in Se'if Katan Samach Aleph. If you have a fly in the soup or a fly in the cup, you can remove the fly together with other liquid. So in that application of taros makamaga, where the mixture is only at the point of contact, that is a problem of boer, but the solution is to be boer ochel together with solas. And that's what the Mishnah Brura understands in Sifkat and Samach Beis as well, in the case of the fat floating on the top of a liquid, that is considered a Borer situation. And the way the Mishnah Brura quotes this in their halacha on Sifdala Diver Maskala Borer, the Mishnah Brura presents this as not limited to the fly case, but the fly case is an example of any time you have this kind of a tarobes. If you remove ochel together with psoles, that would obviate the borer problem. Chazanish has a different take on the Taz. Chazanish in the beginning of Simen Nun Gimel. He says, the Svar of the Maritas is correct, that if anything's floating on the top, that's not really a Tarovis. what's the issue with the fly for the Taz? That there's liquid on the fly. There's liquid between the limbs of the fly. So there's a taroves there of liquid and fly. So there the Taz says, if you remove some of the liquid together with the fly, so then you're avoiding the point of taroves. The taroves is only in the immediate vicinity of the fly. Because there's no real taroves between the fly and the rest of the soup. It's only in the fly. So if you're taking liquid around the fly, so you've removed the whole borer situation totally, and you're taking a liquid that isn't shy up to borer. But according to the Chazon Ish, that's not relevant to a standard borer situation. And a standard borer situation, if you have the taroves, so simply removing psoles together, also together with the psoles, wouldn't necessarily solve the problem. Because in Svara, you're still leaving, you're removing psoles from the ochel, and if you want to put it in these terms, you're misak in the ochel. So what difference does it make as far as the tikkun ochel if you're just removing the psoles, or you're removing psoles together with some ochel? But bottom line, you're being misak in the ochel that's remaining. But it's only in the case of the fly where there's no taroves per se in the big picture. The only potential taroves is in the fly itself. And then if you're taking other liquid around, you're bypassing that problem. But in any other situation of a real taroves, removing solas together with the ochel would not be a sufficient tikkun. Yeah.
So Mishnah Berurah did allow that? Mishnah Berurah thought...
Mishnah Berurah does allow that. The way the Mishnah Berurah presents
even
the Taz... Yeah, the way the
Mishnah
Berurah presents the Taz in Be'er Halacha, it sounds like this is a much broader hetzer. That any time you have a borer situation, you can remove ochel together with the psoles and solve your problem. So if you have a bone that you want to take out of fish, remove a little bit of fish together with the bone. If you want to remove the watermelon seeds from the watermelon, take some watermelon around the seeds. But according to the Chazon Ish, that wouldn't be sufficient. If you have a real taroves situation, that's not going to help. Now, Shmir Shabbos quotes from Shlomo Zalman that even the Taz, if I understood this correctly, even the Taz is only talking about a situation where there are one or two flies in the soup. But if there are many flies in the soup, then you have a real taroves. Then you have a real taroves.
They're on the surface? They're like, where are they?
All throughout your porous soup.
Who's eating this soup?
So they're not touching each other. It sounds like even if they're... It sounds like you're saying even if they are all on the surface, but there are a lot of them, that might still be a taroves. It could be he meant if they're inside, and not just on the surface. But either way, the lashon of the Taz is plural. It doesn't sound like the Taz is only talking about where there are one or two flies. It's moving. So that might be the case, that it's only talking about where they're all on the surface. But that's the fundamental machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish, and most contemporary posts assume, like the Mishnah Berurah, whether there is a blanket head there to avoid a borer exposure of removing ochel together with the psoles, even in the standard kind of taroves. According to Mishnah Berurah, the Taz is really presenting something much broader than just the fly in the suitcase, and it would be much in those situations as well, the bones and the fish and the watermelon seeds, etc. And it looks like most poskim assume, like the Mishnah Berurah. So we're not focused on the fact that ultimately we are misaking the ochel here, but as long as you are removing the ochel together with the psoles, that's not an act of brera. So even if you view the thrust of brera as being misakid ochel, it still could be that lamaisa, there's still rules and regulations of how you perform boris. So if you're removing ochel together with the psalas, that may not be included in the mechanics of borer, and therefore would be mutter anyway. Okay, so let's stop here for today. And the Ritz Hashem next time, we'll just finish up the siman, the highlights of the rest of the siman. And then, is everyone done with Shini Tesseri?
Can we do the siman about the mustard and the onion? That was very interesting. I thought that was all.
The chardal?
Yeah. Is that relevant on the chalei side?
Not so much. It's kind of deals with, I mean, the principles are... What interested you?
No, it's just like it's a very terse Gemara. It just says it's used just for coloring. It's
right.
It's very unclear what it means in the different approaches.
Maybe, okay. It's not...
You don't
I don't
so
think it's very Lamaisa, but maybe we'll spend a few minutes on it.
Okay.
Fine. But have you finished any tests, or...?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay. Fine, so maybe I can give you Mar Mukamba Sen to start... Start talking. Fine. So we'll meet on Sunday, Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Great.
Can we do this for me?
Yeah. Just send me an email to remind me if you don't mind. Okay. So then, if we're doing Zoom, then we'll meet in the bedroom room on Sunday, so we can use the owl.
Thank you.
It could be a mistake, but I thought I saw a spur that applying the broader idea of derech achila and the three conditions to non-food items as well. And so when it comes to these white functions, they're
like the